Penguin Audio presents Lost in a Good Book by Jasper Ford. Read by Emily Gray.
Chapter 1. The Adrian Lush Show. Sample viewing figures for major TV networks in England, September 1985. Network Toad. The Adrian Lush Show. Wednesday. Chat Show. 16,428,316. The Adrian Lush Show. Monday. Chat Show. 16,034,921. Bonzo the Wonder Hound. Canine Thriller. 15,975,462. Mole TV. Name that fruit. Answer questions for cash prizes. 15,320,340. 65 Walrus Street. Soap opera. Episode 3,352. 14,315,902. Dangerously Dysfunctional People Argue Live on TV. Chat Show. 11,065,611. Owl Vision. Will Marlowe or Kit Shakespeare? Literary Quiz Show. 13,591,203. One More Chance to See. Reverse Extinction Show. 2,321,820. Goliath Cable Channel. 1-32. Whose Lie Is It Anyway? Corporate Comedy Quiz Show. 428. Cots to Coffins. Goliath. All You'll Ever Need. DocuGander. 9. Disputed. Neanderthal Cable Network 4. Power Tool Club Live. Routers and Powerplaners Edition. 9,032. Jackanory Gold. Jane Eyre Edition. 7,219. Warwick Fridge. The Ratings War. I didn't ask to be a celebrity. I never wanted to appear on the Adrian Lush Show. And let's get one thing straight right now. The world would have to be hurtling toward imminent destruction before I'd agree to do anything as dopey as the Thursday Next workout video. The publicity surrounding the successful rebookment of Jane Eyre was fun to begin with, but rapidly grew wearisome. I happily posed for photo calls, agreed to newspaper interviews, hesitantly appeared on Desert Island Smells, and was thankfully excused the embarrassment of Celebrity Name That Fruit. The public, ever fascinated by celebrity, had wanted to know everything about me following my excursion within the pages of Jane Eyre, and since the Special Operations Network have a PR record on par with that of Vlad the Impaler, the top brass thought it would be a good wheeze to use me to boost their flagging popularity. I dutifully toured all points of the globe, doing signings, library openings, talks and interviews. The same questions, the same Spec Ops approved answers. Supermarket openings, literary dinners, offers of book deals. I even met the actress Lola Vavoom, who said that she would simply adore to play me if there was a film. It was tiring. But more than that, it was dull. For the first time in my career at the Literary Detectives, I actually missed authenticating Milton. I'd taken a week's leave as soon as my tour ended, so Landon and I could devote some time to married life. I moved all my stuff into his house, rearranged his furniture, added my books to his, and introduced my Dodo Pickwick to his new home. Landon and I ceremoniously partitioned the bedroom closet space, decided to share the sock drawer, then had an argument over who was to sleep on the wall side of the bed. We had long and wonderfully pointless conversations about nothing in particular. Walked Pickwick in the park, went out to dinner, stayed in for dinner, stared at each other a lot and slept in late.